In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Many times, when Catholics have been most oppressed by persecution, the Virgin Mary has been present to encourage them, even to give their lives for her love. But everywhere, she insistently and systematically talks about praying the Holy Rosary daily, especially in the family, because the family that prays together will stay together. She also talks a lot about approaching God through prayer and penance, asking us to pray a lot for the conversion of her sinful children who are on the path of condemnation. Little is known about the origin of the image of Our Lady of Kazan, also known as the Mother of God of Kazan. It is assumed that she was brought from Constantinople. The Virgin is half-length, with her face bent over the child Jesus, who is standing on his mother's knees while he blesses with his right hand. This image seems to have been taken from Constantinople to the Basilian Monastery in the city of Kazan, 490 miles or 800 kilometers from Moscow, probably because of the invasion of the Muslim Tatars, destroyers of images and sacred objects. When the Tsar of Russia, Ivan IV, also known as Ivan the Terrible, won victory over the Tatars in the year 1552, he had a cathedral dedicated to the Annunciation of the Virgin Mary built in Kazan. When he returned to Moscow, he had a great cathedral built on what is now called Red Square, which was finished in the year 1560 and was dedicated to the Mother of God. But the people called it the Cathedral of St. Basil the Blessed, who was a monk who died in the year 1552 and was buried in the crypt of this Moscow cathedral. In 1579, the city of Kazan was devastated by fire. The Muslims, who wanted to reconquer the territory, said that it was a punishment from God. The image of Our Lady of Kazan disappeared. The Virgin appeared to a 9-year-old local girl, and in a dream, she pointed out the place where her image was. At first, no one believed the local girl, but in the end, her mother believed in her daughter, and they both began to dig in the place that the girl pointed out. They found the image of Our Lady of Kazan, and a large crowd went to see her and ask her for favors on their knees. The day of the discovery was July 8th of the year 1579. The image was taken to the Church of St. Nicholas, which had not been burned down. The image was transferred from the Church of St. Nicholas to the Cathedral of the Annunciation of the Virgin Mary in Kazan, with a triumphal and solemn procession. During the procession, a blind man approached the image and regained his sight. Another blind man also regained his sight in those days. All this caused the image of Our Lady of Kazan to be considered by all as miraculous, and from all over Russia, they went to ask for favors. The Tsar of Russia, Ivan IV, also known as Ivan the Terrible, wanted the miraculous image to be brought to Moscow, but after a short time, he had it returned to Kazan. And this image of Our Lady of Kazan was adorned with gold, precious stones, and pearls, thanks to his generosity. In the year 1798, they built a new cathedral, as the old one was in poor condition. This new cathedral of Kazan was consecrated in the year 1808. In the year 1904, some robbers broke into the Cathedral of Kazan, where the famous image was, and stole it. All of Russia mourned the loss of the miraculous image. Fortunately, there were other copies of the original. One of these copies was in Moscow, and in the year 1612, they prayed fervently during an invasion. As they came out victorious, the veneration of the image became more intense, and it was considered as liberator of Russia. In the year 1721, Tsar Peter I, also known as Peter the Great, obtained a copy for the Cathedral of St. Petersburg in Russia. In the year 1918, Tsar Nicholas II consecrated his empire to Our Lady of Kazan. But with the difficulties of the communist revolution, the original image and three other copies, also considered miraculous, disappeared. In Kazan, the communists turned the monastery into a tobacco factory. The Church of Moscow was used as a public bath, and the Church of St. Petersburg was turned into a museum of atheism. In the year 1970, the image of Our Lady of Kazan, considered to be the original, although it could be one of the miraculous copies, was bought from a person who collected items from ancient times by Our Lady's Blue Army of the United States. The members of the Blue Army handed it over to Pope St. John Paul II, who gave it to the Moscow Patriarchate. On August 28th of the year 2004, the Vatican delegation made its delivery in the Cathedral of the Kremlin before a large number of religious and Orthodox faithful, and even President Vladimir Putin. Pope St. John Paul II, when handing it over to the Vatican delegation that was going to deliver the image to Moscow, said on August 25th in a general audience, "How many times since it was given to me, I have invoked the Virgin as Mother of God of Kazan before her image, asking her to protect and guide the Russian people who are so devoted to her, and to bring forward the moment when all the disciples of her Son, recognizing each other as brothers, can rebuild unity." The Patriarch of Moscow and All Rus, also known as the Patriarch of Moscow and All Russia, upon receiving the image in Moscow, said, "The delivery of this image is considered by the Russian Orthodox Church as an act of justice and as an act of goodwill on the part of the Pope. The decision to hand over this image shows the sincere desire to overcome the difficulties between our churches. Both Catholics and Orthodox are devoted to the Virgin Mary through this miraculous image, and many thousands go to Kazan every year to express their love and devotion to the Virgin Mary and expect from her consolation, peace, unity, increase in faith, and many benefits for the body and the soul." Many studies have been done about the image of Our Lady of Kazan, and according to many researchers, they have come to the conclusion that it is the authentic original image, although not everyone agrees on this. In any case, this image, considered by all to be an authentic miraculous image, increases the faith of the devotees and brings many blessings to all who invoke her with faith. The Virgin Mary is the mother of all peoples and of all men in the entire world, and she shows motherly love and affection to all of them, regardless of the nation that they are from. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.